Always is supposed to be together. To prepare for Shabbos Kodesh, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Big Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas HaChodesh. Chodesh is the Lechem, Rish Chodashim, first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael. Very big, big Shabbos Kodesh. The last Shabbos of Adar. Mazel Vader, Simcha Vader. It's a big night to learn together, to grow together. Before we begin, all the Torah tonight, all the Chizik tonight, all the Sairas tonight, it's being sponsored, first of all, to Refu Shalema, to someone I'm very, very close to. We've been davening for him, we've been learning for him, and Baruch Hashem, we've had Besuras Tovos, but we need more Besuras Tovos. We need Refuos and Yeshuos, completely, in every single way, Refuah Shalema. For Yaakov ben Sarah, everyone should continue to daven for him, and all the Torah and the Chizuk Zayah should be a big schus for him, for Refuah Yeshuos. Yaakov ben Sarah, if he knew, he'd mamish a tzaddik yizoy roilam, a tzaddik nister, in ways, in the chesed, and in Avos Yisrael, big yir. Mir Tashem, it's going to be a big schus for him, for only Refuah Yeshuos. Amen. We also tonight, the Torah, the Chizuk Zayiras should be for Refuah Shalema as well, for a brother of a Talmud who needs Refuos, and we should have in mind, and please daven for Michal Chia Ben Brucha Sharon, Mirta Hashem El Refuos Yeshuos Bekarov and Besuras Tovos Bekarov Bez Hashem Es Baruch.
Amen.
And we continue to learn Lila Nishmas. All the Torah, the Chizuk Zayiras is sponsored anonymously for the schus of the neshama of Eliezer ben Yisrael, Zechatzad Chashavracha. All the Torah should be a big schus for his neshama. He should continue to be my El Joysha for his beautiful family. They should only have simcha and only nechama. Till the dancing together with the Gula Shlema, with Mishach Zokainu, Ben Heir, Ben Amen. You know, it's still hard to be post-Purim. I don't know about you guys, but I'm used to think Purim's not for another year, and I don't know if you looked at the calendar, but next year is Iber Shana, so Purim's not for 13 months. And you know, these type of days, you want to the way you feel on Purim, that Kirvus Elokim, you want to feel it always, Kirvus Elokim Litoiv. We want to feel close to Hashem. And it's a lot easier on days like that. Through the mitzvahs hayom, through the star gosha, you feel it. It's amazing. You feel different. But the emes is, Baruch Hashem, emes is every single week we have Shabbos Kodesh. Every single week we have Shabbos Kodesh, and Shabbos is the holiest day of the year, not just of the week. It's only one day that we have seven aliyos. It's only on Shabbos Kodesh. And again, this week's Parshas V'yakel begins all talking about Shabbos Kodesh. Right away, Sheishes Yomim Te'asim Malach of Yom HaShvi'i Yelechem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbason LaShem Kolos Malach Yumas. 6 days you work, 7 days Shabbos Shabbos Shabbason LaShem. See, it's one of the most discussed topics in all of Torah, Shabbos. Shabbos, time and time again. We just spoke about Shabbos a few weeks ago. That's Arsene Dibros. Shabbos Kodesh, what a schus it is that we have Shabbos. We do, Baruch Hashem, looking around, I know the Chavra here appreciates Shabbos. Every year appreciated Shabbos. Every year appreciates Shabbos. Our whole life is different. When you connect to Shabbos, your life is different. I don't know, I don't understand how it isn't deeply connected to Hashem during Shabbos. I'm looking forward to Hashem Shabbos. Looking forward to Shabbos. Just to be in Shabbos. You know what it is, right? All week long, as much as we try, and we dive in, and we learn, and we do, but all week long, we're so pulled in so many directions. All week long, we have so many responsibilities. and then we allow ourselves to be pulled into things that are not responsibilities, and whether it be chvesnisht, some sports and politics and other taivas and things and whatever it might be, just we're fighting, but we're pulled. And Shabbos, Kodesh Kedoshim, Shabbos, we turn all of that off. Shabbos, it's myself, and the Rabbi Nishalom, and my family, to be present, to be, it's awesome. It's awesome. I'm telling you, I say this all the time, Chavetz heard this from me, but I'm mamish love all people, not just all Yidden, and but at the same time, I mean, not necessarily all people, there's some people that are not so lovable, but Lamaisa, you get what I'm even Yavin, but Lamaisa, no, I mean, they're like, you know, they're like putants out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lamaisa, so I'm not a racist anyway, and there's a lot of wonderful people out there, but I'll just say, no, I mean it, I'm not. I don't know what. But Lamaisa, when I see the Umas Olam, I feel bad for them. I feel bad they don't have Shabbos. I don't know, like, how do you have life in Simchat HaChaim without Shabbos? Really, like, I mean that, sincerely. Like, you don't have this day to be with yourself and to be with the Rabbonu Shalom and to be with your family, like, imagine if we knew this. Imagine we're going in when Shabbos ends, it's sad enough, right? Matzah Shabbos, it's sad, but okay, we have Malka, and then you wake up Sunday morning, okay, so, and you have a whole week. But imagine you had a Sunday or a Monday. Monday morning is a little even more intense sometimes, because like that's when school and work and whatever else. But like, imagine a Monday morning, and you knew, imagine this feeling for a second, Chavra, and you knew that week there's not going to be Shabbos. Imagine how painful that would be. Imagine, how would we even get through the week? Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shabbos, Hayom L'Sheni Shabbos. We're all week, we're getting through the week because we know Shabbos is coming, basically. Imagine you had a week and there was, I mean, lo aleinu, it's not going to happen ever, but like, so that's what the Umos Olam have always. Sad. It's not sad. I don't know how they all haven't been misguided already. I mean, we're not looking for it, I just don't know how they haven't. Mamish. So it's interesting, you know, Shabbos is always linked to the 6 days of the week, meaning in contrast, right? So here right away, as we read already in Vayakel, Sheish is Yomim Te'asa Malacha, V'yom Yishvi Yilchem Kodesh Shabbat Shabbat Son Hashem. You have the 6 days where you do work, and then the seventh day is Shabbos. It's always linked to those days. On one level, just to explain the essence of it, to show that contrast. That is what makes something holy. Kedusha, by definition, is a Havdalah. Kedusha means I'm being Mavdil from the days of the week. But it's so much deeper than that. First, we have the Chazer, Torah from the Heilige Arachayim HaKadosh. Heilige Arachayim HaKadosh teaches us, he brings it down in Parshas Bereishis, but it's based on a pasuk in the Sefer Dibros. In discussing Shabbos Kodesh, says Kishesh. We all know the pasuk. Kishesh is Yomim Az Hashem as Hashemayim Vesaretz. Talking about those 6 days, which always are discussed in contrast to Shabbos. So it says Kishesh is Yomim Az Hashem as Hashemayim Vesaretz. And how do we translate generally? Because in 6 days of the week, God created heaven and earth, and on the seventh day, Shabbos, by Yishbos, right? By Yom HaShvi. What letter is missing from that pasuk? Ki sheishas yom emas Hashem as Hashemayim Vesaretz. Chavra. What letter is missing from that pasuk? What letters? Come here, right here, right here. Come right over here, come. It says, ki sheishas, Chavra, come on, somebody. Ki sheishas, what did you say? Beis. The pasuk says, in the Aseret HaDibros, ki sheishas yom emas Hashem as Hashemayim Vesaretz. And how do we translate that loosely? In 6 days, Hashem created heaven and earth. But it should say, Ki bisheshes yamim as Hashem as Hashemayim v'aretz. Not ki sheshes yamim as Hashem as Hashemayim v'aretz. Because in 6 days, God created the world. Some say this is the source of the creation of time. Some of Farshim explain, Ki sheshes yamim as Hashem. God created the concept of time. I mean, we all know God is l'mal min hazman. God Yudkei Vavkei Avaya is Hayahu Vaviyah. Somehow, it's a concept we could say, but it's hard to even grasp because we are bound by time. God lives above time. God, at every moment, is in the past, present, and future. Hayahu Vaviyah. Right? Again, that's very hard to comprehend. We could say it. He's above time. We don't know what it means to live above time. We are bound by time. But that concept of time was created. Ki Sheishas Yomim Az Hashem.
6 days God made.
He made the concept of time. That could be, that's one way of understanding it. But the Rechaim HaKadosh so beautifully says something that you have to know. It's in Parshas Bereishis. He says as follows. Harigila, it's revealed to us, Ki b'shas ha-briya, at the time of creation, Lo bara Hashem koach ba'olam, Zulas la'amot sheish yamim. That all that God created was the ability to, that the world should exist for 6 days. Listen to the words, Ki sheish yamim as Hashem. Not b'sheishes, translate it properly. Because God created 6 days. Not in 6 days God created the world. What did he make? All that he made was 6 days.
But
then Hashem, through his incredible wisdom, he created one more day that was known to Hashem. Ubo bayom chuzer Hashem umashbia nefesh l'olam shir hamakayim od shisha yamim. And through that day, Kosh Baruch Hu brought back and influenced a new soul to the world that created basically a whole new 6 days. The kain al zeh aderech, meaning, and that's going to be the way always. Vezula seh hayom, if it was not for that day, if it was not for Shabbos, the world would have ceased to exist at the end of the first 6 days. Or for that matter, at the end of every 6 days. Friday, tomorrow, at sunset, the world, poof, no world. And go back to nothingness. I'm reading Orach Chaim HaKadosh, you can see inside. V'tzarech Hashem la'achinu pam Bezu be'emtzos Shabbos Olam Omed. Hashem basically would have needed to prepare a whole new world, and that's what, and therefore it's through the medium of Shabbos that the world stands. In other words, these words are supposed to be translated very literally. There is no Bez because it doesn't mean the way we loosely translate it. Ki sheishes yom Hashem mean Hashem only made 6 days. And then he made Shabbos, and Shabbos brought into the world this Or, the Or HaGanaz of Shabbos, as the Medrash says, the Neshama, the Seira of Shabbos, and that brings a Koach to have another 6 days. Another 6 days. Imagine the Chashivas of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos. In other words, it's true. You know, we said before, just try to understand on our level, how could it be if it was Sunday morning, you knew you didn't have Shabbos that week, we wouldn't exist. The truth is, you're right, you wouldn't. Without Shabbos, the world would cease to exist. There is no world without Shabbos. You need that Kedusha. Listen, it's one thing. Rabbeinu Shalom took away Kedusha HaMakom and Beis HaMikdash. We didn't deserve it. But Kedusha, without Kedusha HaZman, without Shabbos, there is no world. You need that. We need it to exist. And we feel it. And we understand that. Imagine the Kedusha of Shabbos. So that maybe is the contrast and why constantly Shabbos is compared to the 6 days of the week. Because there are only another 6 days of the week if we have a Shabbos. Otherwise there is no world. There is no 6 days of the week. There is no existence. Shabbos Kodesh. You know, I said the story once before, but maybe some of the Chevra read it, and if you've read the book All for the Boss, well worth a read. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman, Tzadik Yisoid Oilem. His daughter, Rebbe Ruchama Shein, wrote this book. And in the book, she writes of the story how it was August 16th, it's my son's birthday, Shmuel, 1939. Right as World War II is beginning. And Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and his Rebbetzin were able to leave, to get out of Europe and go on a boat to Eretz Yisrael. They're scheduled to dock in Haifa on a Wednesday. But because of the war beginning and things, they had to reroute themselves and go a different route. And they ended up getting in Mamish, Erev Shabbos, minutes to Shabbos. Minutes to Shabbos. And that's when they dock in Haifa. And he was staying a very close walk by this Rav. Says the name here, I forget. I'll read you a little bit. Rav Alpha. So what happened? Listen closely. Well, and basically, the war like just began. A few hours before, that's when World War II like broke out. And when the ship docked, on the loudspeakers they started announcing everybody has to quickly get their luggage and go and leave. But it's literally minutes to Shabbos. There wasn't enough time to get your luggage and go. And how could they carry their baggage when they have to leave the port immediately in order to get to Balfour's house in time for Shabbos? So listen to what happens. I'm going to read it to you from here because it's an incredible story. Papa, this is the daughter, Ruchama, is telling the story about her parents, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman. Papa grabbed the suitcase. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman's other daughter was married to was Rebbetzin Scheinberg, Chaim Pitchus Scheinberg's wife. I had the schuss to talk with her, spend time with her many times. It's a dekis on the highest of levels. So she writes, Papa grabbed the suitcase that contained his Sefer Torah, his talis and tefillin, and Mama took her pocketbook. They edged their way through the pier and asked to be shown to the head customs officer. A tall English officer listened as Papa explained to him, I cannot deal with our baggage now. I have never desecrated the Shabbos in my life. To arrive in the Holy Land and desecrate it here is impossible. Tears rolled down Papa's cheeks. The officer answered curtly, Rabbi, this is war. You must make allowances. Just stamp our passports and let us through. We'll pick up our baggage after Shabbos, Papa pleaded. That will not be possible. We're removing all the baggage from the ship and leaving it on the pier. I don't care about our baggage. Please just stamp our passports so we can leave. The officer looked at Papa. How much baggage do you have? 16 crates in the hold and 9 suitcases in our cabin. What? Do you realize that once you leave here, your baggage will be on the pier with no one responsible for it? By tomorrow night, I assure you will not find a shred of your belongings. The Arabs will have stolen them all, the officer said emphatically. I have no alternative. It's almost time for Shabbos. We cannot travel on Shabbos. Please just clear our passports and let us go. Papa's voice rose in desperation. The officer, incredulous, called to another English officer. Stamp their passports and let them through. This rabbi is willing to lose all his belongings in order to get to where he's going in time for the Shabbos. The second officer stared at Papa in amazement as he stamped their passports and cleared their papers. Papa, clutching the suitcase with the Sefer Torah, and Mama holding onto her pocketbook, grabbed a taxi and arrived at Rav Alva's house just in time for Mama to light the Shabbos candles. The entire Shabbos, Papa was spiritually elated. Over and over again, he repeated to Mama, the boss does everything for me. What could I ever do for him? Now at least I have this list to give all for the boss, for his mitzvah of Shabbos and to be Mekadesh Hashem. For Mama, it was difficult to share this elation. She was physically exhausted, bereft emotionally. The loneliness for her children weighed heavily on her mind and heart. The additional loss of all her worldly possessions was not an easy pill to swallow. But Mama did not complain. Being with Avramel comforted her. Motzei Shabbos, after Papa had waited the 72 minutes after sunset to say evening prayers and make Abdullah, Rav Alpha suggested, let's go to the port. Maybe some of your crates are still here. Papa and Mama did not share his optimism, but they went along with him. It was pitch dark at the port. However, they spied a little light at the far end of the pier, and they neared the lighted area. An English voice rang out, who goes there? Papa called out some passengers from the boat that docked late yesterday afternoon. The English guard approached them. What's your name? Jacob J. Herman, Papa answered. Well, well, Rabbi. It's about time you put in your appearance. I was assured that you'd be here the minute the sun set. You're a little late. I've been responsible for your baggage for more than 24 hours. My commanding officer said he would have my head and if any of the baggage was missing. Kindly check to see that all is in order and sign these papers. Please remove it all as quickly as possible. I'm very exhausted. Can't make such stories up. That this English officer saw the emeskite, saw the mysterious nefesh, saw the love, saw Shabbos. Saw a Yid who was willing to give up all his worldly possessions for Shabbos. All. Everything that he had. Shabbos Kodesh, the Kedusha Shabbos, but because Shabbos, without Shabbos, we have nothing. Without Shabbos, we don't have a world, the Rechaim HaKadosh teaches us. Kodesh Kedoshim. What a schus it is. Tomorrow night, what a schus it's going to be to just daven a Kabbal Shabbos, to have a Suda Shabbos, to learn Torah on Shabbos, to have a day where I think about that. You know, sometimes I get shyless. People call me and ask me about studying on Shabbos. I'm not going to get into all the halachas of it. It's not time for a halachic shir. But are you out of your mind? How do you even have such a shayla? Don't you want Shabbos? Meaning, forget about the shayla. Put it to the side. Put it to the side, the shayla. Really? That you can even ask such a shayla means go sit and learn about Shabbos for the next week. Because if you understand Shabbos for 1 second what it is, you don't have to. I can never bring myself to what, I'm going to study bio on Shabbos. I'm going to study Chves Nish to whatever, fill in the blank. On Shabbos Kodesh? It's all we have. If I had to study bio and be big and be a big doctor and be big in all areas and whatever areas you're going into, for sure, that's Ratzon Hashem, if that's your avodah and that's your tafkid, 100%. It's a big Torah within itself, not for now. But Lamaisa, on Shabbos? Shabbos is Kodesh Kedoshim. Shabbos, all that exists is Shabbos. All that exists is Rabbi Nishalom. Your family, yourself, Torah, Tefillah. It's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. That's what we have. You guys are going to be Zoyche. Benji already in the rest. We have a Chosin here, Baruch Hashem, and the rest of the Chevra, B'Shatoiv, with the right person at the right time. Bez Hashem is Baruch. People, I have this chus to meet with a Chosin and Kala before a Chasana. One of the things we talk about, Shalom Bias and other Nyanim, how are we going to have Ruchnius in the Bias? Benji, what did we talk about? The only thing we spoke about, Ruchnius. Only Shabbos. Because yeah, that's what's going to make your house full of Kedusha. Yeah, Ari, we'll sit down when we get closer, Ariel. But here, it's going to be, that's it. All week long, we're all busy with all different things and responsibilities. You want to know how to be mechanech your children? Make Shabbos kodesh kedushim. Make your Shabbos sudas kedushim. Full of beautiful singing and dancing and Torahs that they connect to and stories and whatever. Shabbos. Preparing for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos in a beautiful way with music playing and besimcha. It's everything we have. But I want to give another pshat in the contrast in Sheshes Yomim Te'asa Malach of Yom Shvi Shabbos Shabboson LaHashem. Incredible Torah, Chaver. You ready? Because where's the kedusha? Where does Shabbos actually come from? Listen to this, because it's really like an or chayzer. If you understand what I'm saying, I'm even Yavin. Because on one hand, Shabbos builds the whole week. Shabbos gives birth to the week, as we said from the Archaim. All the Kedusha of the week, all Kedusha and Bracha of the week comes from Shabbos, right? We wouldn't have a week without Shabbos, as we said tonight. But listen what the Bris Avram says. The Bris Avram says, Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem means, like the Archaim, at first 6 days were created. 6 days were created. Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem. Read the words. God created 6 days. But you know what? If you go in Kohelis, we have 24-hour days, right? But if you read through Kohelis, you see there are also something called Etim, time periods. And each day has not 24 hours, but 28 Etim. I'm going to get into all this all right now, but Svarim talk about this at length. 28 Etim. So originally, Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem. Listen to what the Ritz Avram says. So if 6 days had 28 hours, if you take 4 hours from every day, 4 of the Etim from every day, so leave it now with the 24 hours like we have, 24 Etim, 6 times 4, 24. And then you create Shabbos. Meaning, in Echanami, Shabbos creates a whole upcoming week. But where did Shabbos initially come from? Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem. Right? Where did Shabbos come from? So Shabbos came from the week. The week built Shabbos, and then Shabbos gave birth to another 6 days. That's how the Bris Avram says, Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem, from the 28 hours, taking 4 hours a day. We have to understand what that means. Really? How could it be? Shabbos is Kodesh Kedoshim. Shabbos is Or HaGanuz. We feel it. We know it. And you're going to tell me, and I can understand that gives birth to another 6 days. And that's the Kedusha. That's the Kedusha Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman felt. And that's why his whole life was protected. But the week builds that Kedusha. Where's that come from? This is Zohar and Parshas Noach. Don't worry, I don't have it in front of me here. Because I found it in my notes. I didn't have the exact daf, whatever it was. But this is Zohar and Parshas Noach that says, there's a Zohar that talks about that also, but this Zohar says, talks about that during the time of Tefillah, the Rishayim rest in Gehenna. time of tefillah is a very kaddish time. That even the, what that means, meaning tefillah is such a kaddish time that it gives such menucha to the world and such kedusha to the world. Even the Rishon and Gehenim get to rest. All week, all tefillahs, tefillah. That's what the Zohar Noach says. And according to Al-Pi Kabbalah, Svarim, it talks about that, and obviously this is something beyond, but the Zmanim for tefillah is 1.5 hours each day. Each tefillah. Now, I know many of us don't daven an hour and a half, definitely not an hour and a half mincha. You're lucky if you go to a local shul, you get a 10-minute mincha. That's another talk for another time. Hashem Yerachim. No, it's... Just like if we knew what Shabbos was, if we knew what tefillah was, and we'll see tonight what tefillah is. Ready? So, if that's the case, the Noam Megadim, he says something incredible based on the Zohar. He says, if you add up to every day, there's 4.5 hours of tefillah. Again, not that we're all connecting to that, but that's what could be. 4.5 times 6 days a week is 27. Right? It's not such difficult math. 6 times 4 is 24. 6 times a half is 3. 27, right? So if 27 hours of tefillah a day, the Noam Megadim says, that if you have Shabbos with the Tosefes Shabbos before and the Tosefes Shabbos after, it's 27 hours. In other words, we said from the Bris Avram that the week is what creates Shabbos, because initially Kishish Yamas Hashem only made. But where does that, and where does that come from? You know where it comes from? Our tefillos. Which, by the way, the Zohar says during tefillos the Rishon rest in Gehenim. When else do we find that the Rishon rest in Gehenim? On Shabbos. On Shabbos. That's our tefillos. So what's that telling us? We're telling us how Kaddish Shabbos is Tzavada, but that's only for one day a week. Every day we have our tefillos. Meaning what? What is Shabbos? Shabbos is a time to be completely connected to Emes, to Rabbeinu Shalom, to ourselves, to what's important, to disconnect from the world. Guess what? We have that also every single day. And that gives, and that's what gives the koyach to Shabbos. That's Shachris, that's Mincha, that's Ma'ariv. Do we realize then how holy our tefillos are? Our tefillos of the week, literally, Lefi D'Nai Megadim, give birth to Shabbos. And then Shabbos gives birth to the whole week. So Vada, we feel it on Shabbos. But we have to feel it every tefillah. The schus to daven a Shachris, the schus to daven a Mincha, the schus to daven a Ma'ariv. How sad it is, let's be real. As Rav Soloveitchik used to say, so many of us want to have davened more than they want to daven. Check, I davened. Vada, we davened Shachar Zemincha Ma'ariv. It's part of who we are. We're past that bechina of Nisayon. That's not where our bechira point is anymore. I'm not going to miss Minyan Shachar Zemincha Ma'ariv. Okay, once in a while, because of a situation, whatever it might be, once in a while it's proper to miss Minyan, that you're involved. You have to know what Ratzon Hashem is. But Lamaisa, for the most part, it's not part of our nisyonos, Baruch Hashem. Okay, maybe, Baruch Hashem, we live in communities, we have a 9:30 minyan, you know, but Lamaisa, I'm not missing minyan. Regardless of what time you daven, are you davening? Or is it just something that I do rote, mechanically, habitually? Is it tefillah or is it Hebrew reading exercises? Because if I understood tefillah is that same time. Tefillah, I rid myself of this world. Chas v'shalom, a guy ever has out his phone during davening? During davening? You have your phone out on Shabbos? Anyone has your phone out on Shabbos? No one here has to answer that, but I said anyone. We might know people. Chas v'shalom, Hashem Yerachim. That's why I wasn't... But no, it's not. It's no shiloh. You don't have your phone out on Shabbos. Guess what? You know what's building Shabbos? You know where the Kedusha Shabbos come from? Our tefillahs. So we don't have our phone out during our tefillahs. And don't even have it on in our pocket that I can feel a buzz. Because that also disturbs us. It should be on airplane mode if we have to have it in our pocket because I can't put it anywhere else. Or just take it out and put it down under your tefillin bag, whatever it is. Take it out. Finished. Take it out. Don't have it. Because it bothers, even just feeling a buzz disturbs that oneness with the Rabbeinu Shalom that tefillah has to be for us. And builds the Kedusha. Mamish, it disturbs me. I remember I don't know, the story might go connected. I remember a few years ago, I was davening Ma'ariv in DRF. My phone was in my pocket. It was not on silent. It was not on airplane. And the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. I remember I was in the middle of davening for a particular Talmud, for a particular He was battling with addiction, this particular Talmud. He was in a rehab facility. Unfortunately, he still is, years ago. Still davening for it nonstop. Should daven have a man shalom Daniel ben Zipora. Perfus and Yeshua, Spez Hashem. Been davening every single Shemon Esrei for the past 15 years for this Talmud. Ritz Hashem, we're going to have big. He's had ups and downs, you know what I mean? It's a machla. 15 years. Every Shemon Esrei. And so I'm in the middle of davening for this particular Talmud. And my phone buzzes. And I started, it disturbed my tefillah, I remember, and I didn't go to check, I'm in the middle of Shemona Esrei, I'm Baruch Hashem above that, but like, it's still, and right out of davening, I go and I check, and it was that Talmud calling me, but I was in the middle of thinking and davening for him, and at that time, I remember, I didn't speak to him like 6 weeks, because he's in a facility, and I can hardly speak to him, whatever, I'm even yavin. But Lamaisa disturbed the Shemona Esrei, okay, it was a sign, I don't know what it meant exactly, but Lamaisa, it's not, tefillah is the Kedusha of tefillah is. You know what happens sometimes? Some of us, let's be real, we know, hopefully it's not the people in this room, but like, when you become a little firmer and you get into learning, it's like davening goes to the side. How many people do you see like learning in the middle of davening? There's a time, Avad, Torah Hashem, Tamima, we have to learn. There's a time for tefillah, there's time for Torah. When you're davening, it's davening. Chazar Zashat, it's Asr to learn during Chazar Zashat. There's nothing to talk about. It's Asr to learn during Chazar Zashat. Supposed to be listening. You're davening. What are you supposed to learn in the middle of davening? You're not allowed to learn in the middle of davening. Not alone. Even when you finish your Shemona Esrei, waiting for Chazar Shashat, maybe some hold you could learn about Tefillas because it's also Inyan at that point. When you finish Shemona Esrei and waiting for Chazar Shashat, maybe you could learn about Tefillas. Time to learn, you're not allowed to learn at that time even. Tefillah, the Kedusha of Tefillah. And that's the Kedusha of Shabbos. It's all one. Because these are our times. Shabbos and Tefillah when we're most connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mamish one with Hashem. You know the Baal Shem, the Hilig of Baal Shem? He once asked his Hilig of Talmud of David to travel to Serbia to purchase wine for Pesach. But he wanted to make sure it was all Mamish Mahadrin took a wine and none of the Umas Olam touched it and the Goyim touched it, whatever it was. He went already Elul time. Because that's when they would start picking the grapes. And he stayed there from Elul through Tishrei. And a few weeks after, until the wine was bottled, to make sure everything was Kodesh Kedoshim, and Mamish, the wine was all only by Yidden. And the Baal Shem wanted to know, his own Talmud saw this. So he could have wine for the Seder, wine for Pesach. And he journeyed, he's there. Imagine, he leaves his Rebbe for all the Yom Tovim. He's there from Elul through Tishrei. And he's finally ready to drive back, and he's coming back to Mezvish. And he gets to the border by Ukraine, and there was a tax on liquor, but not on wine, on liquor. And he had these barrels, these wine barrels. But these Rishon, they didn't believe him, and they made him open up the wine, and they put their hands in it to make sure. And they ruined it all, they're piking all the wine. Imagine he left for months just for this wine. He finally gets back to Medrash and tells the story of the Baal Shem Tov. You know what the Baal Shem Tov said? You know why this happened? It was beautiful. You tried hard. I appreciate it. You went. You did all this. But you didn't daven enough for a Shemira. Because for everything we need tefillah. That's what Baal Shem says. Because our kol tole b'tefillah. Everything is dependent on tefillah. And we have to daven. And we're learning that. Our whole entire Shabbos is built on this tefillah. The Kedusha of Shabbos, the Kedusha of our tefillah. But how do we daven? You know what davening could be for us? Davening to be one with Hashem. I probably shared this before. I remember years ago, Chevy remembers Yavo, we all, Baruch Hashem, spent the time every single January for past 20 years over Chavez more, I don't know. I've been going to, been Zoych to go to Eretz Yisrael and to literally sit with Talmidim after Talmidim and all the yeshivas and just to be there and see how you're doing and try to give any aid to them, whatever it was. This goes back It was January of 2009, I think. I'm going to say. And I was sitting with the Talmud, and he was going through, he was learning in Gush, in Har Tzion. And he was going through his day with me, a Seder Hayom. He was telling me, it was an incredible Seder Hayom. This guy was waking up like an hour before Shachris and going to sleep past midnight and had every minute calculated. Mamash sitting and learning like all day long. Incredible. But he goes through the whole day and he's learning. He's telling me this Seder and that Seder and this Pekiah Seder and Shnai Mikra and every little thing he's doing. He didn't have any Musar Seder in the day. So I turned to him and I say, whatever his name, I don't want to say it, doesn't, I could say his name, Yeshua Gilad. I say, Yeshua Gilad, Tzaddik, I love you, it's amazing. I'm Mitamide Yosef Mekulam. I don't know if I've ever had days like this in my life. This is mamish incredible. I said, but Lamaisa, you know, you ever learn Nefesh Chaim? You need a little Musar in your life. It's a kli that holds everything else. It doesn't, I'm not saying you have to give everybody Mashaliba Chavit, but some people need more than others, and all the different limudim you're doing is beautiful, but even 20 minutes a day, a half hour a day, something, a little musr, something, Mishil Shasharim, whatever the sefer might be, whatever does it for you, but something. He looks at me, he says, Rebbe, what do you mean? I have musr seder, you didn't hear? I have musr seder 3 times a day. I'm like, what are you talking about? He says, you know what my Shemon Esrei's are? It's mamash the biggest musr. The biggest musr. In my life, I never thought about it like that till he explained it to me. And then I finally understood the way Rav Yosef Elbow explains that in Sefer Yikarim, what davening is. And how davening, I'm not going to go through the whole sugi right now, but davening is not, he explains so beautifully, davening is not for the Rebbeinu Shlom, it's for you. Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't need our tefillos, we need our tefillos. And when I walk into Shemon Esrei, and I talk about and read Shemon Esrei, and daven Shemon Esrei with a lev, and I see Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, and I read that Rebbeinu Shlom is giving me Mechaim Esim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me Chochma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't walk out of the Shemon Esrei the same person. I walk out a completely, I'm transformed. I'm a different person. It's the biggest muster of my life to realize how Kadosh Rebbeinu Shlom is. And that's the tefillah. That type of tefillah builds a Shabbos Kodesh. That type of tefillah builds a Shabbos Kodesh. That's why it was, right? We all know. Famous Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, by the Nachash, the call of the Nachash. What was the call of the Nachash? Part of the call of the Nachash by the Chayde Tadas was to eat the dust of the land, right? Everybody asks, eat the dust of the land. That didn't mean mamsh dust, meant eat from the dust, like the insects and the other things, the chvesmas, the mice, right? That's what snakes eat. They eat the mice. They're all on the, they find it very easily. So everyone asks, what? That's a big bracha. It's a big bracha. You have all your pranasa, right? Where you are always. You know the worst punishment in the world? Lo aleinu, God forbid, a parent says to a kid, or to get punished means I love you. To get punished means I want you to be better. The worst is say, I want nothing to do with you. Get away. I want nothing to do with you. That's the worst thing in the world. The Eibishter says to the Nachash, here, take all your parnasa. I don't want any relationship with you again. Because those of us who need to daven for the parnasa, that's a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's how we connect to Hashem. Says, take it all, it's all yours. We have nothing to do with each other again. Have it all, goodbye. Have it all, goodbye. Imagine a parent says to a kid, here, take your Yerusha now. Take $5 million, I never want to see your face again. That's what the Eibishter was saying to the Nachash. So the Nachash didn't have to daven anymore. And through that, didn't have the closeness to Hashem. It has to be tefillahs. You know, I just thought this is pshat. Mishnah and Avos, we all know the... Maybe the most famous Mishnah of Avos. I don't know if we went around the table, but I think people would say this Mishnah. I think people would say this Mishnah many. I think more. I think if we had a poll of everybody in this room, this would become up most. I don't know if that's the most famous or most, okay, or the most infamous. But anyways, L'maisa, Al Shloisha Devarim Olam Omid, Al Torah, Al Avodah, Al Gvuras Chasadim. That the world stands on 3 pillars. Right? Shimon HaTzadik HaYim Shariah Knesset Gdol, V'lo Yoyimer, Al Shloisha Devarim Olam Omid, Al Torah, Al Avodah, Al Chasadim. The world has 3 pillars, and I always thought about, what are the pillars? Torah, we have to be Koneitim Al Torah, Avoida, which is Avoida Shulayv Zeh Tefillah, and Chesed. These are the pillars of our life. When we go to sleep at night and we do a Cheshbon and Nefesh, we should think, was our day full of these 3 pillars? Because that's what keeps the world standing. Did I learn seriously? Did I daven seriously? Did I have serious chesed in my day? That's it. That's it. That's it. Nothing else. Those are our pillars. Chesed means our time with our family and our children. That's chesed. Chesed is not just, oh, did I go and do Toim Cheshabbos and support big institutions? Those are huge as well. But chesed starts at home. So that's part of those, I mean, that's my relationships and my friends and how I treat people. That's life. That's simple. Those are the pillars of the world. Those are the pillars of my life. But I just thought, you know, we like to categorize things in Yiddishkeit to be able to connect. Right? So we often categorize the mitzvahs, and we have mitzvahs, aseh, los aseh, bidon lamakom, bidon lachaveru, chukim and mishpatim. Here we have suddenly three categories. Why not two categories? Torah, chesed. Tefillah is just another form of Torah. I mean, what is Torah? Torah is a way of bidon lamakom to connect to Hashem, and tefillah is a way to connect to Hashem. Like, why need three categories, three pillars? Should be two. We usually categorize the mitzvahs into two categories. Anoichi lo yia, two sides of the luchos. So I just thought as follows. Meaning the ikur, the two sides are Torah and Chesed, and Tefillah is right there in the middle. Why? Why is Tefillah necessary? Why is it not part of Torah in a certain sense? Because Torah, even though if it's done properly and done in its pure sense, and done the way the Tanya teaches in Perek Dalet, should be a deeply connecting agent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It should be a way to connect Hashem in the deepest of ways. But the truth is, in its essence, it doesn't need to be. There are people who learn Torah on a purely intellectual level. There are people who learn Torah to just impress people. There are people who learn Torah in all different reasons, right? In the Chesnish, in Korea, they're learning Torah, learning Talmud, we all know. You know, everyone famously knows that the Jaster was written by a Yid who was not Shomer Shabbos. Meaning, clearly there are people learning Torah on other, with ulterior motives and whatever those might be. Chesed as well. Right? Chesed as well. Chesed, obviously, if done properly, is a way to emulate the Rebbein Shalom. Mahu Racham Avatar Racham. But, you could do Chesed for all different types of reasons. You could do Chesed just because you're a kind individual. You could do chesed because you're looking for kavod. You could do chesed so your name's up on a wall. You do chesed because you want that person to do a favor back for you. Tefillah, in its very essence, is to connect to the Rabbi Nishal. Tefillah without connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not tefillah. It's Hebrew reading exercises. That's all that it is. As the Shlach HaKadosh used to say, tefillah b'li kavana kaguf b'li neshama. Tefillah b'li neshama. Tefillah b'li kavana kaguf b'li neshama. What does that mean? What's a guf b'li neshama? 6 feet under. It's nothing. That's tefillah b'li kavana. It's nothing. It's just Hebrew words. In its very essence, it's a way to connect to Hashem. And that's the glue. That's the middle category that then affects the other two. Because so too should be my Torah and so too should be my chesed. And that's the tefillah that we have all week long that builds the Kedusha of Shabbos, as Noam Kondom says. It brings Kedusha to Shabbos, my tefillos, to daven in a different way. Chaver, make sure that we have time to daven. And we walk into that Shemoneh Esrei, don't worry about finishing, just daven. Daven. Daven to connect Hashem. Daven to walk out a different person. Daven like it's Shabbos Kodesh, with my phone somewhere far away. And then the 27 hours of tefillah, and if there aren't literally 27 hours, bekavana they are. Bislavas they are. Then I'm going to build the Shabbos Kodesh, it's going to be a different Shabbos. And I'm going to feel Shabbos differently as well, because I have a different kesher, I have a different relationship with Hashem. Happens to be, it's pretty incredible. So if you have 27 hours to build the 27 hours of Shabbos, all of these moments I'm trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All these moments I'm trying to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to Havaya. Havaya, we know Yudkei Vavkei is 26. What's 26 times 27? If 27 hours of tefillah a week, we connect Hashem in a real way. What's 27 times 26? What did you say? 702. Wow. Shabbos. 27 times 26? That was very quick.
I did Shabbos like
27 times 26 is exactly Gematria 702. It's exactly Gematria Shabbos. because that's what Shabbos is. The 27 hours of Shabbos with all the Sosefes is to connect to Eibishter, and it's built through the 27 hours of Tefillah. Bez Yom Yitzarach, we should all be Zoicha to live a life of Shabbos, to live Shabbos and transform the week into Shabbos through our Tefillahs, and then build Shabbos through those Tefillahs, and then have another Shabbos. It's all that Or Chozer. It's going to be non-stop of just oneness with Hashem. And when we feel Hashem in our lives in Shabbos, and feel our Hashem in our lives all week long through our tefillahs, we'll be zoicha that Hashem will then be felt in the whole world. Vayabiyomu Yeh Hashem Echad Shema Echad, with B'yav Shashiach, with Gula Shleima, and Herab Yameh. Amen.